You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Businesses around the Bay Area are starting to feel the impact of the fears around coronavirus. Whether it's companies asking their workers to stay home or lower numbers of customers at the malls or even restaurants. And even in times when there's no health epidemic frenzy, it's hard to run a successful restaurant in the Bay Area. This year, we've already seen the closing of local staples like Savor Open Kitchen in Noe Valley and Frangal in Mission Bay. And there are additional challenges that come with being a trans chef. KELW's Julia Linus Goodman brings us the story of how one Oakland restaurant owner is making it work.
On a typical weekend day, Sophia Spice is up early to get ready for work. They might go to the market to buy ingredients, swing by their satellite kitchen to pick up some equipment, and their car broke down a while back. So they'll be carrying all of that on their bike, or...
I'm just on my skateboard, like, going slowly, just with whatever stuff I have.
They get to their restaurant in time to get ready for brunch, which starts at 11 a.m. Some days they won't get out of here until 11 p.m.
Hello, this is Gay for You. This is Sophie speaking. How can I help you?
You might be able to tell from the name, but Gay for You isn't the most traditional restaurant. For one thing, the dishes have names like the New Magic Breakfast Burrito and the Gay for Parfait.
It's all vegan. And it's gay. Yay!
But there's another unusual thing about this place.
Do you guys want some brownies on me?
They give away a lot of free food. Gay for You is on a busy corner in downtown Oakland, just a couple of blocks from City Hall. It's in a small, narrow space with a kitchen in the middle and a seating area with a few tables on either side. On one of the days I visit, a Spice is both cooking and running the register. Every time someone comes in, they have to finish what they're working on in the kitchen.
Hey, Daisy, how are you? I'm just going to start some things. I'll be right up there.
Go up to the register and take an order.
And then do you want fries or salad with the chicken?
Then wash their hands again and jump back into cooking. It's a repeating pattern. A new customer comes in.
Hey, y'all.
A Spice chats with them and takes their order.
I like y'all's outfit. Is that right here?
Wash their hands. Cook. Customer.
Do you want to add fried chicken to that?
Wash hands. Cook. A Spice has been working in the food industry for almost 20 years. But they've been feeding people for even longer than that. Their parents didn't make many meals for the family, so a Spice learned to feed themselves and other people early.
I've been cooking since I was a baby for like my older brother and I. Cooking was like a way I showed love at an early age.
About a decade ago, a Spice started running their own pop-ups and a food truck called Hella Vegan Eats. Then they rented space from a bar, and Hella Vegan Eats became a more permanent restaurant. But a Spice and the bar's landlord didn't get along and couldn't agree on how to run the space. Last year, the landlord asked them to leave.
It was just a difficult transaction, like being under someone else's roof. When we finally got like the boot, it was just a difficult end of the road.
Finding space isn't the only thing that's been hard about working in the restaurant industry. Especially since a Spice came out as trans a decade ago.
I worked at places where, like, they were not nice to me for being trans and just, like, would ask me, like, really inappropriate things and talk to me in inappropriate ways. And then I just, like, had to work with those people.
A Spice isn't alone in these experiences. According to industry research, more than half of trans people working in restaurants have been sexually harassed. So a Spice has worked really hard to make sure their restaurant isn't like that. That it's a nurturing workplace for their largely queer staff.
I find that a lot of the times I'm experiencing the world and I'm like, there's not that many people like me. And so it's nice to be together at least in a workplace and just understand each other.
They also want it to be a supportive space for Oakland's LGBTQ community and specifically trans people of color. One way they're doing that is by advertising free food for them.
Most trans folk of color don't come from the best supported places, and it's really important for me to show up for them and to not only provide them with a space, but also be like, please come and eat here.
A spice actually gives away a lot of free food, not just to trans people of color. They bring leftovers to homeless encampments, and if someone comes into Gay For You and says they can't afford to pay for a meal, a spice doesn't turn them away.
Whoever wants to come in, like, I strongly suggest it. If they don't have the means, like, that's how we can best survive, is helping each other.
Still, it's important to a spice to be clear that trans and queer people specifically are welcome at Gay For You. That idea also shows up in the restaurant's name. It's kind of a secret code, a signal that speaks directly to anyone who feels the name might apply to them.
The whole goal of Gay For You is to be there for the community. It's literally, like, for you.
And in order to be there, a spice needs to keep Gay For You open. So it might seem counterintuitive to give food away for free, but they don't see it that way.
I feel like if I'm going to survive as a business, then I have to still be me, and who I am is, like, still gonna be providing for people as much as I can.
Okay, but don't businesses have to make money? Well, it's not just a spice taking care of others. Their community has taken care of them, too. After Hella Vegan Eats closed, supporters raised over $15,000 online to help a spice secure space for Gay For You. Then, in December, they hosted a fundraiser in the new space. I got to meet some of Gay For You's supporters and find out what brings them here.
I really like its mission and what it's trying to do for trans POC people in Oakland.
It's like a hot gay cafeteria.
I just wanted to support something like this because I feel like inclusive spaces like this are very important to the community.
People mention this feeling that there aren't a lot of other places like Gay For You. Spaces for queer and trans people to just hang out, that aren't focused on accessing services, but that also aren't centered around alcohol or partying. And all of this support has allowed a spice to keep giving to others in a positive feedback loop.
Take their, like, $13 for chicken and waffles and then put, like, three of those dollars into, like, providing free food, then that's how I should do it.
There are a lot of variables, and a spice knows that this may not be permanent. Rent could go up, their lease could not get renewed, or not enough customers show up. But their plan is to keep going, no matter what.
I mean, I think I'll always cook as long as I have, like, the, you know, limbs and stuff and a head. I think that I'll always be making food for people.
In downtown Oakland, I'm Julia Linus Goodman for Cross Currents.
Julia is a fellow in the KALW Audio Academy. You can find more stories from this year's Audio Academy at kalw.org.